Locker room, correction. Coach's Insight continuing here on at KARE 93.7, talking Atchison basketball. As we're joined now by boys head coach, that is Pat Battle, presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, a ball game against Casey Washington on a Tuesday night. Team had a chance to win it at the end, or at least get a shot to potentially tie to take it into overtime, but Washington able to pull out the victory 50-48, you know. Just kind of take us back through those last couple possessions and kind of what transpired in that game.
It's pretty simple. We got good looks at the basket for the last 2 minutes of the game and just did not connect. And it was just one of those nights where we just didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And that happens, but I'm really proud of our guys. We're digging and grinding it out. We were down 10 with, I think, 3 minutes left in the game, down 8 with 2, and managed to find a way to give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, we're at that juncture of the season where it really boils down to who can hit big shots. And especially in our league, anybody can beat anyone. And it comes down to making shots versus not making shots. And it's really that simple. And so we'll dust ourselves off and get ready for the rest of the season as we head towards Substate.
Yeah, 4 games left in the regular season. And I know in that game against Casey Washington, and correct me if I'm wrong, you had a couple of players with 18. I know Jesse Greenlee had a good night for you. And I think I'm spacing on the other player who had, I believe, 18 points for you. But
Lamar Hernandez.
Yeah, exactly. Those two, obviously, very good for you in that game. And just talk about those two, not just against Casey Washington, but maybe their progression throughout the season.
Oh, they've definitely improved. And I think we're doing a better job at executing and, you know, taking what the defense gives us. And I think that's basically where Jesse and Zamara thrive. They have not tried to force things. They've kind of played within the system, and a lot of our guys have done that. You know, Trey has, and Rafe, and as well as Jeter Purdy. So, but right now those are the two hot hands, and we're, you know, looking to get them the ball, and we'll just keep moving.
You get, fortunately, a little bit of extra time this week. No game on Friday. You get back to it on Tuesday against Schlegel. So how do you kind of take advantage of this little bit of extra practice time?
Well, it's really, you know, it's kind of like that scene in The Princess Bride where he says, back to the beginning. And so that's really kind of what we're doing. It's going to be, you know, next couple of days will be a lot of fundamental work, shoring up on the things that we've been doing since the first day of practice and being more efficient.
I can certainly always appreciate a good movie reference, no doubt. But
in
terms of Schlegel on Tuesday, it's very early, but what kind of scouting report do you have, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect next time out?
Well, they're fast, they're athletic, they play hard. They'll come out and try to press us. I have no doubt in that. We struggled with them at in our place when we beat them with the press, particularly in the second half. So we've got to, you know, take care of the basketball. I'm very confident we'll do that. You know, find those openings where we can take advantage of some things inside.
First matchup with Schlegel back in January, able to get that win 64-59. You'll get him again on a Tuesday night. That is Pat Battle joining us, Atchison boys coach, presented by Amberwell Health. Team has Friday off, and they're back against Schlegel on a Tuesday night on the road. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.